In the latest battle over the state's legislative information office, lawyers say the state could be on the hook for tens of millions of dollars if they leave the downtown building. In a letter sent yesterday to the state's legislative affairs agency, lawyers for the bank handling a $28.6 million loan to finance renovations to the LIO say they'll sue the state if it doesn't honor its lease agreement. The letter is signed by Robert Hune Jr. of the law firm Landy Bennett Blumstein, which represents EverBank, the company holding the debt taken on by the building's developers. If lawmakers abandon the lease or opt not to purchase the 4th Avenue LIO building, EverBank will go after damages of more than $27 million, which doesn't include litigation cost. Last night, the Anchorage Assembly passed a resolution asking lawmakers to keep the LIO building in the downtown area. The measure's sponsor, Downtown Assemblymember Patrick Flynn, said the switch in location goes against the city's long-term comprehensive development plan.
I don't do this very often, but I have to give a shout-out to our friends in the federal government because they have abided by our comprehensive plan and have located their administrative offices downtown in virtually every instance. The new National Park Service building, the new U.S. Forest Service facility down on First Avenue, they are locating in the Central Business District.
This afternoon, the Senate Finance Committee advanced a capital budget leaving $12 million in place for the Wells Fargo building. That version of the capital budget goes before the full Senate at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Legislative Council Chair Senator Gary Stevens, Republican from Kodiak, did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast.